Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. I am your host, the Hot Young Prospect. I'm now from Brooklyn South, the one and only, the original article, the original real deal. No matter how many times you try to imitate me, you can never duplicate me. Ian Chaotic.
Thank you, Ian, for that intro as usual. It's always good to hear from you. You don't get to hear from me much these days, but it's a few times once a week that we do. We do appreciate it. I am your host, Joey B, and I am joined by the BA Kid. What's up, BA?
Yo. What's going on, Joe?
I wonder where that filth bag is right now. He's not in queue. And I hear him roaming around upstairs, but he's not listening. He's probably had enough. Oh, there he is. I see he's in queue. Hello, Scotty. I'll wait if anybody wants to call in, chime in. Press 1 if you need the phone number. 563-999-3672-BA. I'm exhausted tonight. I fucking issue on top of issue here as usual. Whenever, anytime I have construction done or something done here that doesn't involve me doing it, it's just something happens. You've seen the pictures this morning, have you?
I did see the pictures. I don't know what you're digging up, though, but I did see the ones of inside.
Well, that's outside. That was an easy. That was I fucked that up. The sprinkler guys came here today to hello, Scotty. The sprinkler guys came here today to turn on the sprinklers, and they said two heads are broken. One was old. You know, these people before I bought this house never took care of nothing. Last year, I put about $3,000 into the sprinkler system, including a well pump. I must have ran over one of the sprinkler heads when I mowed the lawn last week. So that's my fault. No big deal. They ended up giving me that for free. Okay, that's the picture you've seen with, and Bruiser commented on it. What was that? That's what that was. That was outside the house. Let's go inside the house. I was saying that I'm having this issue with the pump. It's kicking on. He's like, oh, you might have a lot of iron in the well water that feeds my lawn. So they start changing this filter out. I'm going to put a clear one in. In the comments, you can see the filter. So they pipe out the line. The fucking guy doesn't give enough time to dry. You got to give that shit hours. This guy gave it about under 10 minutes. So Scotty walks into the laundry room. This is the funny part of the story, because otherwise there's nothing funny here. Scotty walks in the laundry room. He's getting ready to go to work, and he's talking to me. And all of a sudden, the thing fucking explodes. The pipe comes undone, and the pressure from this well has to be about 80 psi. And it got all over Scotty. And what the fuck? Flooded the whole thing from the laundry room into the fucking bar. Thank God those floors are waterproof. Yeah, so that was my morning. Of course, I'm no sleep.
Never a dull moment. I can't believe
it. Yeah, I can't win. I can't win. So, yeah, I cleaned that up, and I didn't get much sleep today. I was just fucking beat. Hold on. Scotty, what are you doing down there? Scotty's taking a shit in the bathroom.
Great.
And I can hear myself, because he has me on the speaker or whatever he's listening to me on. I can hear myself coming out of the bathroom and he's taking a shit.
Well, tell him to wash his hands.
I hear my voice coming from somewhere. He's eating in there probably again, too. He eats as he's on the toilet.
What a disgusting man.
What a disgusting, disgusting man.
Does he really eat in the bathroom?
Yes. This fucking ant. This ant's in the fucking bathroom.
That's gross.
There's something fucking really wrong. Really mentally not right. Bruiser, if you want to chime in, press 1, please. I'm not throwing people on. I'm sure King could be on a little bit, too. Hello, Bruiser. How are you?
I'm all good on a Saturday night. How are you guys?
On a Saturday night, you said? Bruiser doesn't
Friday
know
night.
We could
do. I'm lost. It's Friday night. That's how much this thing is driving me crazy. There's nothing to do, but I look forward to tonight, too. Let's shoot, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm only doing emergency calls and basic cleaning, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to go into people's fucking places, living quarters.
Yeah,
no. There's a lot of Scotties around, you know?
Filth bags, you mean? Filth bags, they're called.
Bruce,
yeah,
Scotty eats in the bathroom when he's taking a
shit.
That's
like sticking your finger up your ass and tasting it. That's all it is. Fucking
dirt bag. So, everybody knows that Scotty has his own bathroom down here. Now, there's a bathroom upstairs, not mine. Mine's in my room, but there's one in the hallway that I have to keep locked so Scotty doesn't use it, because Scotty is not very hygienic. So Scotty has to go downstairs and use his own bathroom. This is the only one that uses this bathroom. Just him. Unless I'm having company over down here, then, you know, they would use it. You know, when Dirtbag Dan comes to hang out in the man cave, he uses it too. So I'm doing something down here yesterday, and I'm looking in his bathroom, and I see the toilet paper. You know where the toilet paper is? Not on the toilet paper holder. Guess where it is? It's on top of the toilet.
On the floor.
So I'm like, how lazy can you fucking be? So I go in there, and I see fucking black things all over the floor. It's fucking ants. Ants! It's not even warm out where it's that time of year where the ants come in. They're not in my kitchen where the food is. They're in the fucking bathroom. Ants!
That's no one I would
around.
Not tolerate
Scotty,
that.
Hold on. I got to give Scotty credit because Scotty did take it on himself to clean the bathroom one day recently. But, of course, I'm looking around on the floor. There's crumbs, like cookies or cereal or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck does this? Jesus Christ.
That's not good.
I don't know who the fuck eats when they're in the bathroom.
Get that mop out of there, too, please. I don't leave the mop in the bathroom.
So you have one grown son and you have a toddler.
I have a toddler.
Yeah, you have a grown child too, because Scotty Priest, whether you know it or not, has become your child. He's your man child.
Yeah, he's gonna be for rude awakening soon. He's gonna fucking straight out of that. Bruce, what would you do in this situation?
I would throw the person right out. I would give him a warning. I would give him a warning and say, keep the place clean. If I see it dirty more than 3 times in a week, you're just out. You're gone.
I just don't understand it. I don't, everybody has it, but this guy, I can't believe eating on the toilet. Eating cereal.
And this is legit. Like, because I know, like, we make fun of Scotty on certain things, but, like, this, like, you're being serious. Like, he eats in the bathroom.
If he likes to.
That's fucking weird.
You know how, like, we were younger, we would, you know, remember back in the day, they had Saturday cartoons, remember that? We're old enough to remember that. You know, you would eat cereal watching cartoons. We enjoyed it. Well, not Scotty. Or maybe he'd like that, too. I don't know. But he likes to eat as he's taking a dump. He's probably eating that right now. He's eating wings.
Oh. Sticking the wing up his arse.
He's got the blue cheese sitting on the fucking vanity top.
He's got a full fucking kitchen
Scotty,
in there.
Okay? Scotty. Scotty, you all right? You okay? He's still going. He don't feel well. He had Wendy's tonight. Oh, that's what he's got in there. Oh, that's what he has. He has the Frosty in his French fries. He's dipping the fries in the fucking chocolate Frosty.
He doesn't feel good, but that's what he's doing while he's in the bathroom. Oh, okay.
Yep.
I don't understand people, man. You see Dirtbag Dan's in queue. Dirtbag Dan spent several nights at Scotty's house in Maryland. Scotty, all right? You feel better?
I can imagine.
Where's the phone? Have you been listening to the conversation?
I heard some things. Ask Scotty how come he didn't answer my question.
Put that mop in the fucking laundry room. Get it off my floor. God damn it. And he walks it right over Anakin's fucking toy truck. God damn it, man. You're a filth pig bastard. Dirtbag Dan, you're on here. Speaking now, Dirtbag Dan's name is Dirtbag Dan. Because he looks like
Joey.
But Dirtbag Dan is not a dirty person.
My name might be Dirtbag Dan, but I stayed at Scotty's house one time in Maryland, and his bathroom door was in the living room.
That doesn't shock me. It's unbelievable.
Not even on the fucking hinges, not even leaning against the bathroom. It was in the fucking living room.
Hold on.
There's Scotty.
Doing? What are you doing?
Scotty.
What are you doing on the floor right there?
No, he's talking to Scotty. He's screaming at Scotty.
Yeah, he's talking. He's yelling at
he's
him.
He's doing something on the floor. I don't know what is going on here. He's touching himself again.
So, Dan, when you had to use the bathroom, what did you have to do, carry the door?
I didn't even want to touch the door. Like, why is it not on the hinges? I was like, fuck it, man. I'm freeballing. Like, I'll take a shit in public. I'll take a piss anywhere. But here's my big concern, guys. Everyone knows that Joey's got some backyard issues right now, right?
Yeah.
Where's Scotty going to go camping? Where's Scotty going to have sex with his girlfriend in the yard?
What you said, Joe?
He had that. I sent you the picture. He had that tent out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's legit. He has one.
He pitched a tent in your yard, huh?
No.
Giant
he was out. He was burning stuff. I asked him to do a job. He couldn't fucking do it right. So, yeah.
Oh, Scotty.
Maybe he'll call in time. He's listening because now he's back. He's upstairs. I guess he cleaned himself up down here. Isn't that sad? I can't let him use the bathroom up there. That's right across from his door, because he won't keep it clean.
No, Joey, what's bad is you have a housekeeper that won't clean his room. That's what's bad.
Hold on. I've had enough of Scotty's bullshit. So today we're gonna really railroad Scotty. Let's go back to when he moved in with me, right? So Scotty, I switched from Comcast to DirecTV. This is back when you guys have all been to my house in the other house, the brown house. And the DirecTV, Scotty was at work, and the DirecTV guy's going throughout the rooms and getting the boxes, and he comes out of Scotty's room. He's been there like 40 minutes. He goes, I got such a fucking headache, man. He goes, it stinks in here. I said, what? So I went in, holy Christ. So I said to Scotty, clean up your fucking room. It stinks. It doesn't smell. Okay, Scotty. Maria, my cleaning lady, comes. She's still my cleaning lady here. She's disgusted, completely disgusted. She don't want to go in.
Oh.
And then Scotty comes home, oh, what a lovely job she's done. And yeah, she's done, but she's in his room like she's cleaning the fucking kitchen. He has no furniture. He has a mattress, and he has a dresser. That's it. His clothes all over the floor. His fucking, it's just, I don't know why it stinks in there. But whatever. I don't understand
Scott.
How people, I just don't get it. I'm waiting for Scotty to press one. I'd love to hear this.
He won't press one. He'll come down and complain. Master Joe.
He was just
Master Joe, I'm sorry.
I feel, though, that these memes that we're doing for the shows, like pitching a tent, that should have been, like, last week's. Because that's when we were talking about the tent. I'm waiting for his girlfriend to call in.
She's not going to call in.
Well, she listens.
He's not
to him.
Even
going to
call
in.
I wish he would press.
Listen with you right now?
Is he ever on Skype or what?
The what?
He's what?
Does he have her on Skype telling her he loves her?
He's got her on his, I guess a Skype or video chat or whatever server. I don't know if it's Skype. One of those fucking things.
It's
you can see the person and they can see you. Yeah.
But if he's listening, he should press 1 because I would like to know. I messaged and called Scotty Priest yesterday and I asked him a simple question and he hasn't answered me.
Scotty, press 1 when you're ready to chime in. Oh, well, I'm not going to hold my breath, but, you know.
You should hold your breath around him.
I want to get a pet here, you know, and the pet will
you have a pet,
nothing
Scotty.
Well, what I'm saying is, DA, is I will get a pet, and Scotty would destroy something, blame the fucking animal.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking who? Scotty would sit on the floor and blame the dog.
Like, there'll be like a plate. There'll be like a plate and like a spoon. There'll be like a plate and spoon in the bathroom, and Scotty will tell you the dog was eating in there.
So is this guy's living arrangement in stone, or is it a handshake?
Handshake. Yeah, I don't do leases and stuff like that. That's not true. I do my tenants. With my tenants, I have a year lease over at in Herbertville.
At the other house. Okay.
Yeah. I have to. That's, I mean.
Well, no, yeah, but.
It's a little bit different than Scotty's paying here.
I don't know. You might have to do a month-to-month lease, and if he doesn't change his ways, he's got to go.
Well, a handshake deal is a month-to-month lease.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're living in someone's home, he can give him, I think, 30 days and tell him, you got 30 days.
Scotty doesn't realize how good he has it. He has no idea.
Yeah, he does. He's a housekeeper.
He says what?
That won't clean his room. He said, yeah, he does. You have a housekeeper.
Well, but Scotty does chip in with that because the lady does clean his bathroom and she does his room. So I got to say, Scotty does chip in with that. He does the right thing in that regard. But the room is so fucking demolished that this fucking poor woman's in there for fucking hours on end. That was the first room when I bought this house. That's the first room I did because I wanted him out of my living room. He was sleeping in the living room on the floor.
Right.
And I was getting the guy next door, the guy across the street, said when I was at work in the middle of the night, Scotty, because there's still no blinds in my windows. Dan, you seen it when you were here 2 weeks ago. There's no blinds. You could see. And Scotty.
I'll be there tomorrow night too, Joe.
You would see lights on in the house and Scotty be parading around in his boxes and doing stupid shit. The fucking neighbor was bitching. It was, yeah, he had his fucking big baloney breast hanging out. Fucking on the phone. So yeah, I had to get him out of the fucking room and put him back in the bedroom. God, he's not listening anymore. He must have fucking hung up because he's probably with his little girlfriend listening on Skype or whatever fuck it is, and she's hearing us ripping to this guy.
Tore up from the floor.
I still want him to answer my question.
He won't.
If he comes back on, he's coming. I'm gonna put him on. Yeah, let me see if he's on Facebook. He's on. Hold on. Tell him, call him. Because Bruce is telling me to call him.
He doesn't know.
He might be listening on the computer. I don't know.
Well,
let's see. I want to see the excuses now. Hold on. He's typing. My girlfriend's getting upset. You guys are making fun of me. You guys are making fun of her. Her mom's bad.
No,
she just
no one's trying to learn about her.
No, not yet.
All we said was, when will she call in? That's it. No one said nothing about her.
You want to know what I think the issue is? If she's with him, I know who she's friends with. You know that guy that types so funny on everything?
No.
Bruiser, you know what I'm talking about? The guy that like 85 of your pictures in one shot.
Oh yes.
That must be. I think she knows. She knows him.
He takes rides on buses and stuff and talks about his day.
That's him. I think she must know him because any normal woman would not be with Scotty Priest.
Wait, are you talking about Kenny the Mason?
No, I'm talking about Chris Lazzaro.
Oh, shit.
So much for being discreet about it.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's just annoying. Here he is. Scotty, I'm going to put you on the air right now. So you could tell, I don't care if you defend yourself what I'm saying, but BA, I guess, messaged you or called you. So, Scotty Priest, you're on the air.
How do you do, fellow Warriors of Wrestling Radio alumni? How's it going? My name is Scotty Priest, and I was a good tenant of Master Joe's.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I don't give a damn what any of you says. I was a good Scotty. I tries to do right by Master Joe, so he doesn't beat my tired body now, don't you know?
Scotty,
yes.
I messaged you yesterday. How come you didn't respond to me?
When did you message me?
You're on Facebook all day. You see, it's on your messenger.
Oh, I was.
And I called
you. I was on Facebook all day, but I was actually asleep. So.
But I called you twice.
Yeah, you call. Oh, it says you called me at 2:33 in the morning yesterday. I was asleep.
Lies.
I was.
But go ahead.
I was asleep.
Okay,
and
then now you read the Times. What does the question ask?
Did I apply at Costco? No, I did
not. See, as a concerned friend, here I am writing you to ask you, did you go apply at Costco?
I didn't even respond
to that.
Because
why didn't you apply at Costco?
Because I didn't apply at Costco. No reason for it. I just didn't do it.
But I'm just trying to figure out why you haven't. It's like, isn't Costco closer to where you live?
Yes.
Isn't Costco paying more than what you're making at your current job?
Yes.
Where's the issue? Where the fuck's the issue?
Why wouldn't you go there and apply?
Maybe I don't want to apply at Costco. Maybe I don't want to apply at another retail fucking job that I don't want.
Wait. Hold on. Let me cut you off. So, Scotty, you are refusing to go for a job where they're paying more money?
No,
and
I'm
closer to home.
I'm refusing to apply for a job that I don't fucking really want.
That pays
That's
more
real
money.
High schoolish, but, you know, I told it to him.
That's beyond high
Hold up, but Scotty, this makes like no sense at all. Like, you still have to. You still
do
hold on.
Anymore.
Hold,
I'm already at a fucking dead end retail job that I don't fucking want.
Still,
I'm looking
Scotty,
for more
on.
Options. I can't really
Scotty,
look at
on.
Options because there's a goddamn virus going on that is
exactly.
affecting the bullshit, and the only thing that
Scotty.
Is around is retail.
Yes. Okay. Great. But do you work tomorrow? So you still have to wake up, and you still have to go do that retail job that you really don't want. But you're doing it for less money, and that makes sense to you.
Actually, I'm getting paid more because of this bullshit, but...
But you're not getting paid
yeah,
as much as you would at
Costco.
Too.
You would at Costco, too.
And Costco is also a two-week job that pays 2 weeks in advance. I get paid every week at my job. I like getting paid every week.
Oh, my God. So do I get paid every other week.
Here's my question.
I have one more question.
Hold on.
Does
wait,
your girlfriend?
Speaking of the two-week thing. Most places I found this out are every week. Most places
are usually like the 15th and the last day of the month.
No, I'm talking about every other Friday, whatever the dates fall on. But most places are like that. It's easy for them to do payroll like that. That's what I've been told anyway. Go ahead. Yes, guys.
Scotty, does your girlfriend work with you?
Not in my department, no, but she works at a different department.
That's the reason. So the reason that you really haven't gone to Costco is because you don't want to work somewhere else where you won't be able to see your girlfriend.
No, I never said that, and it's never been an issue.
Scotty, let me tell you this, right? Hold on. She's
not
going to
be there that much longer anyway because she's getting another job too, so...
I applied for another job that makes more money. Yeah, I enjoy the people I work with, but I want more fucking money.
Especially if you risk it, especially if you have to go to work and risk your life, don't you want to at least make more money doing it?
Well, yeah, everybody does, I guess, but I'm content with what I'm doing right now.
Not everyone. Yeah, but Costco has more opportunities.
Okay. And
a lot more cruises, 12 grand more a year. 12 grand a year.
And it's also a union and also has good benefits, so I don't understand.
Guys, Scotty's content with not being union and making more money and living with Joe forever. Leave it alone, guys.
Like, if you go to the doctor right now, how much are you paying?
First off, my job is union. I do get good benefits.
But you can make more money.
But your
getting
pay
the same
is...
thing at Costco.
And
it's close to
I
home.
Think Costco
I don't
again,
think it's also close to
again,
home.
Again, if I'm content and if Joe's paying, getting paid his rent on time and getting paid more money out of me with everything else he asks of me, what's the problem?
Because
you're getting
paid.
The problem is you're
out,
obviously
dude.
Not holding the end, your end of the bargain. Like, this is your landlord, your friend, also the one who is the main one asking you, why haven't you done it?
Huh?
I said this is your landlord and your friend being the main one asking you why you haven't done it yet. So
because
I don't think
I don't
want
to work at fucking Costco, plain and simple. There you go. I said
but
that.
Getting, the only thing I'm saying is you get. I don't care where you work. I don't care, like, you know, I really don't care where you work. Like, you work, that's it. You work, right? That's the way I see people in life. If they're working and busting their ass, hey, they're working.
Thank
so
you,
I don't look down on people, nothing like that, ever. Now, you're getting older. You got to start thinking about, like, you know, your future and stuff like that. Now,
you're on board.
Wouldn't you want to make more money and put some money away? So, like, as you are getting older, like, you know that you're comfortable in a little bit of a way?
I'm never going to be comfortable. I've never been comfortable
that's
in my
that's your problem.
Life.
You don't have goals. You don't have goals. You shouldn't say, I'm never going to be that. You should say, I am going to be that.
No, I'm not going to be that because I've got debts out the fucking ass. I've got student loans out the fucking ass that I haven't been able to pay off.
But you
I'm
don't
never
get a job with more money.
I don't even get tax returns. I'm never going to be comfortable because of the stupid choices I've made in previous life. So now we can jump off me and go to something else because I'm tired of fucking. Or I'm tired of this.
I'm not making fun of you. I am not making fun of you. I'm just.
Not, but everybody else.
I'm like,
is.
No,
I'm
like giving you
a legit question.
Please, to get off here on a new subject and talk about something else for once.
Okay.
I was giving you advice. I'm sorry.
What kind of tent did you buy?
People try to help you guys.
It's actually Joey saw it earlier today. It's a 3-dome tent because I tried starting my car yesterday because it's dead, and I looked in the trunk to get the cables to jump it, and the tent was there, and I said, oh hey, this will be good for Joe. I know he'll take a picture of this and send it to somebody or make it a graphic. So I pulled the tent out and I said,
you didn't
hey,
put
Joe,
it together yet?
What?
You didn't put it together yet?
No, I didn't put it together yet because now that is all fucking dead and gone because Joey turned around and said no. So I'm not going to put it together.
It's not because Joey turned around and said no. It's because what's going on? Who lives
exactly.
there?
Exactly. That's
and
what I'm
respect.
Saying. He said no because of what's going on, so I'm probably never going to use it. Because after this bullshit is all said and done with, then my girlfriend may or may not be allowed back over to the house, and everything will be fine and dandy again. So I won't even have to use the fucking tent unless I actually fucking go camping.
If you don't use it,
you're marrying her?
What's that?
Do you see yourself marrying her?
Do I see myself marrying her? No, I don't see myself marrying anybody.
Oh, okay.
Are you awesome. Having a kid with her still?
I can't
am
hear
I
what you said.
Am I having a am I what?
I thought you were having a child with her.
No, I'm not having a child with her, Dan.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, hold on.
I've never seen Scotty get so upset.
Hold on a minute. Let's get back to the tent for a minute. You're talking about I'm not letting Scotty put up a tent in the yard because of what's going on, correct? Get it. The virus and all that. I've never ever heard of anybody putting up a tent, pitching a tent in somebody's yard to fuck a girl. number one, a 35-year-old man trying to bang out a fucking teenager in somebody's yard in a tent.
Well, number one, she's not a teenager.
This is not fucking Oklahoma.
She's 20, right? You said she's 20?
Like, you guys are talking about all about the tents and the virus and all this stuff, but you're thinking, you know, there wasn't a virus. Yeah, yes, hey, put up a tent in the yard. Why don't you bring a trailer?
Alabama, Arkansas.
I never once claimed to be normal, so.
Are you getting that RV or what?
I would so love to have an RV. Oh my Christ, I would love an RV.
That's your goal. Oh, we know. So let me ask you this: do you think if your girlfriend was 10 years older, if she was, because she's 20, right?
If she was 10 years old,
she's 21.
No, 10 years older. She's 21. Okay, let's say she was 30. Do you think she would be down with pitching a tent to get banged out in it?
In someone else's yard.
Hold on a minute. Hey, babe, would you be down to bang at 31 years old in a tent? She said, yeah, sure.
He can't answer that. She's never been 30 or 31.
Wait, Scotty, where are you?
I said, if she were, would she be down?
Scotty, do you understand her mindset and how old she is? That's why she would say yes at this point. That's why she's down to do it now. If you had someone that was around your age, do you think she would do it?
BA, have you ever been camping?
I have.
When you were younger or around the same age now?
I was an adult.
You were an adult. Did you happen to bang out anybody in said tent? If you had a girl?
I did. But that was a whole. But that's not what I'm asking you. No, that's not what I'm asking you. No.
There's a difference.
I'm not saying if you did a camping trip and you was right.
So you're asking me if she was 31 years old, would she be down to bang out in the backyard?
Right. If you'd be like, no, you can't come to my crib, but we can build a tent. She's not. No one's going to want to come to someone's house, build a tent in someone else's yard to get fucked.
Well, what if we
and
were camping?
Go back home.
What if we were camping in the backyard? You don't know.
You're not camping, bro. Like, oh God.
Camping?
Why are you put up with this, Joe?
Are you being serious right now, Scotty?
No, I'm fucking around. Jesus Christ! If we were both that age, we wouldn't need a fucking pool. You're not fucking around.
No, you're not.
You're serious.
You'll never be the same age as her.
It was a hypothetical fucking question, Bruiser.
I'm done with
you're
35,
Scotty. You're 35.
Instead of Warriors Radio, can we just call this the Fuck with Scotty Hour?
Are you 30? You're 35, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously, can we just change Warriors of Radio to Fuck with Scotty Hour? Because this is all you do.
Is that your girlfriend laughing?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend laughing.
So she's laughing at you or with?
She's laughing at you.
She's laughing. Bitching and fucking with me, and she's laughing.
We're not
at my
bitching.
Response.
We're just telling you, like, real
you're
life.
You're the one
like
bitching. You're on fire. You're mad today. Big
mad. I'm always mad when you fuckers make fun of me.
I wanted,
no one's making
on
fun of
I
you.
Wanted,
like, so, I remember you were laid back, Scotty.
This is what I'm getting.
I am laid back, Scotty.
Well, I'm not
but
gonna
I
say
always,
the British.
I also
friend,
don't
well,
like to be fucked with every fucking hour.
Scotty, one at a time. Go ahead, Joe.
Somebody just wanted to ask, is that the Bruiser? Is that Dan? I said, yeah. Tell him the British friend says hi. Scotty's retarded.
British? What?
That's British?
Wow, that guy's a dick. He didn't even say hi to me.
He said the other guy, too.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
What?
I appreciate the post that you tagged me in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dan, how fucking the lesbian?
Welcome to Fuck with Scotty Priest now. But, all right, so forget about the tent for a minute, but I don't know how I can, because that's not normal.
I never told you.
Okay, so this is not like, you know, I'm 25 anymore. Me and Scotty are roommates, and Friday nights we're going to go down the street to the bar, and we're going to bang some broads. wrestling and doing eight ball and all this shit. I'm in my 40s now. I'm not a kid. Scotty's not a kid, even though in his mind he thinks he is. He's not. He's not a kid. He's a grown adult. And he thinks that this house is a bachelor pad. It's not. I'm a grown man, and this is my home. This is not, you know, hang out on in Southgate on Staten Island. You know, and Becky Dowles isn't coming over with her sister.
Legend.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me that I'm using your house as a bachelor pad, or that I think it's a bachelor pad? Is that it?
Yes. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm writing two different things at the same time.
But he did say yes, Scotty. He does think that.
I just asked my girl to come over, and that was it. And if he says no, I say okay, and that's it. I've never once treated it as a bachelor pad.
Well, what I'm saying is it's not a place to bring over girls just to bang them out.
I never did that. Any girl that I brought over here, I have dated, and you have given the okay to. So how is it that I'm treating it like a bachelor pad?
Well, Scotty, if you bring in a girl or a different girl to my house, that's what do you think? What do you call it?
How many girls have I brought over, Joe?
To this house, none. Well, just your girlfriend now.
Exactly. How many girls did I bring over at the last house?
Quite a few.
Bullshit. I brought over Frankie because I was also dating her.
You brought over girls before that, and that's why you got not allowed to bring over girls after that. You were doing it when I wasn't home, and I don't even know who these girls were. Oh, there was a few girls. It was Dirtbag Dan's friend or somebody that knew Dan.
What?
Well, Mikey Pacifica's friend. I'm sorry. Mikey Pacifica's friend.
Drop the name.
Hold on. Are you talking about? I've only brought over Frankie.
You met some girl on some fucking dating site, and one day you brought her over and banged around. She knew Mikey Pacifica.
I have no idea.
You
what the fuck. I have no idea.
I remember the weather. It was the summer months or the spring months. It was warm out.
I don't hear your girlfriend laughing now.
I have no idea. I honestly do not remember this. I really don't.
This is before. I think this is before Frankie. I could be wrong. But there was a. Okay.
No. All right.
No, now he remembers. Boom.
No. I remember.
He was not trying to get himself
Frankie,
in trouble.
It's because I didn't get the okay at all. I didn't even know that was an okay to do. I said, I'm Joe's roommate. Since I pay rent or whatever here, I have free range. And you said, no, that's not cool. I said, okay, my bad. I'm sorry. No problem.
So what really got Scotty in trouble was when Tony would bring her daughter, who was she 16 now? Guys been with me for three. She was like 12 or 13. And she would be sleeping in a room diagonally across from him. And she would tell her mother that she heard a girl moaning in Scotty's room.
That was after a party. And we were all fucking drunk. And I'm sorry, but it happened.
Wait, what?
That's a good job, Scotty. She was moaning.
Is it just me, or is this Bizarro Land?
That's Bizarro. No. I'm Scotty. I'm not just taking anybody's side here, but what I'm listening to, you would be out.
What? Kick me out, then. Go for it. I don't care. Another bullshit of my life to be kicked out of some place that I'm paying rent to, and I do whatever I can to walk on eggshells, not to piss him off. But it is what it is. If he wants me out, he can tell me to get out.
I don't think he wants to put you out. I just think he wants you to change certain things and think differently and grow up a little bit. I don't think he wants to put you out. I think he's kind of like giving you the olive branch and trying to help. Now, I don't know why you two live together. You can't sit at a table and talk this out. But if we're going
to
do it on the radio show, I'm fine with that too. But – like
the sprinkler system.
Hold on.
Everything's going back
hold
to
on.
Me.
Hold on a minute, real quick. Pause. This is good, but I'm on Facebook and there's this guy who you've probably seen pictures of him on shows and he joined the school, but yet he'd come to the shows, and he's like, I don't know money to train because he bought a belt. Well, he's on Facebook, and goes, I finally got my WWE Championship belt. That should tell you how much I am passionate I am when it comes to wrestling. You are looking at the next WWE roster. Let's get in gear, baby. Can you imagine if we would have did this back in the day, and if Vito would have seen this, or Angel, or Briscoe,
oh,
or Johnny, or
anything? Oh, that's become a
Christ. Yes. Fucking guy, man. Unreal. I mean, when fucking Wolf fucking choked this guy out one day, this fucking had it. Get back to
Scotty. See, Scotty, we talked about something else.
And now it's coming back to me.
No, because, you know, I hate when you, like, the fact that you're playing, like, the victim. You're not the victim here.
I'm not playing victim.
The thing that bothers me about Scotty is this. People are generally trying to help the guy.
Yes.
Trying to steer the guy in the right direction.
I go to work every day. I bust my ass. I come home. I pay you rent. We bullshit when we need to bullshit. You ask me to do stuff. I do stuff around the fucking house. I occasionally fuck up every once in a while.
Scotty,
and that's
Scotty,
it.
Shut up. Scotty, wait. Guys, listen. Let me explain this. You sound like a fucking married couple right now. Honey, I go to work. I come home. We have dinner. I do what you told me.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So instead of being a married couple, here's what I'm going to do. See you guys.
No.
He hung up.
Wait. Where's the gunshot? Where's the gunshot?
Scotty's extra sensitive today.
Boy, oh boy, I don't get it.
Richie DeGreg wants to call and give his comment, his opinion on Scotty.
Scotty left.
You know, it's sad. Like, people like legitimately try to help the guy. It's some people just you can't reach.
I just don't understand his logic. Like, that's my problem getting past it. Like, I don't understand his logic. I didn't have to talk with him about this on here. I just wanted to know why he didn't answer. I asked him yesterday. He had all day today. He could have answered. He could have called me back.
I don't understand why he would want to go make a good amount of money more. I just don't get it.
I don't get it. But he's content and he pays you rent, so it doesn't really sound like he's gonna do anything different.
Yes, Master Joe. Yes, Master Joe.
Unreal.
So what else we got to talk about here tonight? Where's Kinky tonight? He's busy.
Richie DeGreg's calling in. Real quick, anybody watch your draft?
No.
It's not the same without the the whole Richie, if that's you, you gotta press one.
How do they even do the draft now? Is everybody home picking their picks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Richie DeGreg, you're on the air.
Hey, what's promotions? Up?
Yo, what's
how
up, Richie?
Doing?
What's going on, BA?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
No, nothing. Just finished. I was on the phone with Dave, Eve, Vinny, and Anthony.
Yeah, good for you.
Yep. Huh?
What do you got for
us? Very proud of you.
Yeah.
What do you think of the whole Scotty Priest saga?
What did he do to help?
Hey, fuck you, Richie.
Scotty, you listen to me. Gotta get a better job, Scotty.
Go to RPD Productions.
No. There's no room for him here. Bellini and I would both kill him.
Well, didn't we tonight we wanted to get Scotty's mom and Beth on the phone together?
Yes, I wish we can do that. Can we do that?
Oh, geez.
Scotty, what's going on with the girlfriend now? Is she legal yet?
Tell him, Scotty. Scotty, tell him. Scotty?
He hung up.
You up?
No, Scotty just said he hung up, but that's Scotty.
No, this isn't Scotty. This is Dan, you jerk.
Oh, you fucking ruined it, you fuck. Richie thought you were Scotty the whole time.
Wait, what? Oh, fuck
yeah.
Me.
What an idiot.
Ah, you
jackass.
Oh, damn.
You can't
private message me that shit.
It's okay. I can still make fun of Scotty anyway.
Fuck you.
Richie, hold on. Wait. Dan, why
Dan,
are
you sober? Because you're usually
long...
way quicker than this.
How long have you known Becky Dollars?
How long have I known who?
Becky.
I don't really know her. I mean, I know of her just from going to Legends with Sabrina and her friends.
Yeah, but I seen you there in at the pajama party. You were sitting there dressed in your pajamas with the feet.
Yeah, okay. I'm not that.
Well, she was dressing up.
I was just there because Sabrina was there.
Oh, I see.
I'm so mad at Dan.
I'm sorry, BA.
Are you sober?
I'm trying not to be.
Yeah, I'm sober too, man. Like I said, I was just fucking beat tonight, and I just, you know.
Dan's
usually
way quicker.
Who did Buffalo pick tonight?
Because of Ben.
Is the draft still going on, or is it what you call it?
It's still going.
What, they're in the third round already?
Is there going to be a football season?
No.
I don't know, man.
There's not.
Why are they having a draft then?
I don't know.
I think that's the plan. I know that they talked about doing it without an audience, but that's not going to work.
I'll tell you one thing. The new L.A. stadium is not going to be ready for the time the season starts if there is one.
Why? They're still working on it. They haven't stopped.
Yeah, they have. They put all stop to it. That's why
they
Navy is in jeopardy.
That's not the truth, Richie. Once again, you're on here spewing fucking lies.
I'm only going by what I hear.
Well, who are you talking to?
I don't know what you're talking about. They're still working on the stadium. That much I know. The NHL said that they're going to start their workouts May 15th to start a season in July.
Yeah, July something I saw.
But the
new
season would start in October. How would they do that?
Is baseball officially canceled for the whole season? Is baseball officially canceled for the whole season?
No.
Baseball?
Maybe without an audience, it's just most likely going to be. But I don't see the season fully being canceled. We might get a half a season.
I wouldn't mind that. Baseball's too long to begin with for me.
Yeah.
162 games is a lot, man.
That is.
It is.
A lot of games.
But they're also not as physical as other sports, so they could play
longer. I know, but it's
longer,
so
you know
fucking
I mean?
Slow. It's such a slow game.
It is.
Yeah, you could get bored very easily.
I do like baseball, though, but it is a slow game.
Were you a Yankee fan, NBA?
Yes, sir.
Oh, fuck the Yankees.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that, but I'm a Yankee fan. I'm also a Giant fan, as bad as we've been, but I'm a Giant
Bruiser,
fan.
Bruiser, what are you of? Tell Richie who you follow.
Phillies.
The fucking Phillies.
Jets. Jets.
Wrong sport, Dan. Scotty says he's not calling back. He's had enough.
Well, did we figure out if there's a way to get Beth and Mama Priest on the air together?
I don't know Mama Priest's phone number.
I guess I can ask Scotty for it.
Hold on. Wait, I might have it.
See, now Dan's picking up.
whoa. Hold on. All right, so if he has it, hold on. If he has it. We got to call her up and say, listen, because she'll be down for it. I can't just call them both. I can call them both at the same time. I can't, can I?
What is, like, the original beef here?
What are you trying to do?
Get Beth and Mama Priest on together.
And then let them have a grown talk.
Is that the lady that she was cursing out on the phone last week? That's Pete Simmons' wife.
That's and Scotty Priest's mom.
What, what's the beef with that? Because I don't know all the history.
From what I
what's
remember,
the beef there?
If you shut up, I'll tell you. God, a little nut. So, from what I remember, there was something on Faith chimed in or Mama Priest chimed in. I don't know who. I want to say Mama Priest did. Maybe it's probably on one of my posts or somebody's, and Beth was talking, and Scotty's mom chimed in, and then Beth came back with something, and they started going at it, and Beth started addressing her grammar, and then that set her off like a fucking bomb.
Oh boy.
And then I think Beth blocked her, I think. And she would tear, and then, yeah, even after Beth blocked her, whenever she would chime in on something, she would still rip apart Beth.
You know, Beth
didn't even see it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I'm going to ask him to call in again. Maybe he'll tell us. Call in and tell us why your mom and Beth don't get along.
Yeah, I messaged her to call in.
She might be sleeping. She works early in the morning or something like that.
So, Dan, you didn't have her number.
No, he said that she told us last week why.
Wait,
I don't know. He won't come on and he won't tell us. So, I don't know what else to do with that.
Dan, that's
he's very upset.
I would have liked that.
Very upset.
When did Scotty Priest become so sensitive? Like, I don't know this Scotty Priest.
Well, he won't call in. He's so upset he won't call back and tell us, so I don't know.
Well, Joey, look, he lives with you. Just do the radio show from next to him.
you want me to go
Scotty
back to his door?
I'm talking to his girlfriend in that little tent you pitched for him.
Yeah,
hold
do
on.
The radio
you
show in the tent.
Hold up. You want me to go upstairs and do it right outside his door?
Yeah, do that. Do that.
All right, we're live.
On location.
We're right outside Scotty's bedroom.
Huh. Can we do a Skype
Hello,
interview,
Scotty? How are you? What are you doing there, Scotty? What are you doing? He's talking to his girlfriend. He said. He's touching himself. Fucking. Oh, they're having fucking. They're having cyber sex.
Oh my god.
Fuck. My god.
Well, good for him. He's being creative.
Oh lord.
It stinks up. It stinks up there. I don't want to say it any longer. Down here. Fucking asshole. Oh, he left a fucking mop in the bathroom. He's got it all over the fucking floor out here.
Uh oh. Wasn't you screaming at him to move the fucking mop?
Go back to the room.
Fucking slob. A fucking slob. Oh. We need to call some
That's your roommate. Well, set it up for the second hour. Who are we going to call?
I think Becky wants to come back on.
Who?
Wait, aren't we supposed to talk wrestling on the show?
No, I'm Becky. Not on the show. I've never had
that. When do we ever talk wrestling?
Just kidding.
I wonder if Pete Simmons is going to call in.
Oh,
Pistol
boy.
Pete?
Pistol Pete on the bro segment.
When the drugs wear off, he'll call in.
Well, maybe if Pistol Pete does call in, maybe we can at least talk to Beth this time.
And no, because he gets upset when you bring up.
I don't know. Pistol Pete has a new attitude. He might be okay.
I miss Pete.
You would.
Did you two piss and make up yet?
Who?
Me and him?
No, B.A.
Yeah, I never had a problem with him.
He apologized to B.A.
Did he?
Yep. On the air. When the bro segment came on.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, bro.
Brother Man was on. That's when he
that fucking asshole
to B.A. Yeah.
Well, but can like we reset and like can we get some music going soon or is it too early?
Yeah, in 2 minutes. But who we calling in the second hour?
I don't know. You run the show, bro.
Hey,
fuck off.
Any word from Jabba the Hutt?
No, if nobody's getting me her fucking number or his number or whatever the fuck it is.
Richie, you were supposed to be on this.
What?
Richie, you're supposed to be on this, Richie.
Listen, I don't have any beef with that person.
You got all the connections.
He's playing pop.
Not with that.
What about ESS and Gleason's Gym in 98?
I was jolly when I saw that.
Hold on a minute. Let's get Eric Sims on the phone. Is he awake, Richie?
That would be good.
He ain't getting up. It's past his bedtime.
Hold on. Oh, Lord.
Mikey Pacifica. Oh.
Nobody gives a fuck about him.
Nicole Landolfi.
Call Eric Sims.
Eric.
Eric.
Oh, Eric.
Eric.
He ain't gonna ask us, guys.
Eric.
I think it's somebody collect the money.
He's not gonna
quite put my finger on it, but I do remember that guy in Gleason's in 98.
Hi, you've reached Eric Sims. I'm not here to take your call
right now.
Please leave your name.
All right. So the thing with Eric Sims years ago that the Bruiser mentioned on Facebook was it had to be a Tuesday or a Thursday afternoon, and Johnny was in his office, and he was in the ring with Little Jeannie, Sweet Destiny, and he was grappling around with her on the mat, like wrapping his legs around her waist and all kinds of shit, and like really like giving it to her, and it was either Vito or Angel walked in, and he started getting out of the ring, and they're like, no, get back in the ring. That's what I remember. Again, this is 1999. Was it both of them?
Yep, and then they started going all around the ring with him.
Yeah, well, Eric Sims couldn't have stayed in that long if he was a fucking pussy. It's the truth.
As soon as I seen the picture of him with hair, I said, that's fucking him. That's that guy.
I didn't even realize that he...
That triggered your memory?
That's how I remember the guy, because I seen the picture of his hair. Him with hair.
I don't remember that.
I wouldn't know the guy who says that he's a, a legend in the business. Like, that's... I don't know that guy.
A legend. A lot of legends around here, you know?
Yeah, he claims to be a legend.
He's legendary for whoring out the Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik is not a fan of him.
Nah, he destroys
himself. He won't do any business with him.
All right, I need a reset. Can we get some music going for the second hour?
Calm down. All right,
I'm going to play some music for the second hour of Parabola and Hold. What do you guys want to hear, Bobby G?
Sure. Dan, don't go nowhere.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, exactly. The greatest song ever.
I got long sideburns and The Honky Tonk Man. The Honky Tonk Man. The Honky Tonk Man. The Honky Tonk Man.
And let's not forget the number one referee from South America, Raul Lopez.
The Honky Tonk Man. Tito Santana. Let's think about it. Zero.
Are you going to be a man yet and say your name?
The colonel's in the back, I'm coming to your town. In my pink Cadillac, I'm just a honky-tonk man.
The honky-tonk man. The honky-tonk man.
I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm bad. I'm just a honky-tonk man.
The honky-tonk man. The honky-tonk man. The honky-tonk man. The honky-tonk man. I've been in the ring. Are you happy wearing that belt? You think you're the champion? It actually made me feel.
All right, we're back. Everybody's back on. Everybody's back on. Richie's gonna hang out on hold for a bit. You guys want me to call Beth?
I'm not saying anything. Nope, I'm not saying anything.
Nobody wants to say nothing.
Why? Wait, does she scare you, Dan?
No, I don't want to be part of this.
what do you got? The glass pipe?
Sorry, I'm talking about the lung.
I mean, look,
yeah,
if we can. What you said? Go ahead, Dan.
Nope. Go ahead, you call.
What happened to you now, Dan?
He's smoking over there.
Smoking
like
that fucking ooh-wee. Smoking that ooh-wee.
420.
Yay.
Richie, do you smoke that ooh-wee?
Richie's on hold.
Richie?
Richie's on hold.
Richie, answer the bruiser.
I wish I could. I wish I need some.
You need some? It's very easy to find.
Wait a minute, Richie. You didn't smoke out in California.
That's because I wasn't with you guys.
Oh, that's
why he didn't smoke.
Do you want to know why? Do you want to know what he was doing out there? He was with some young boy. That's what he was doing.
Oh, my God. Scott, here we go.
No, you and Scotty should get together and double date.
No, that's all right. That kid was so fucking annoying. Oh, my God. What a pain.
One thing,
that.
Though, he was older than Scotty's girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Not by much. Not by like a year or two, but. You know
so you
like
him young, too.
You ever see that movie Boogie Nights with Mark Wahlberg?
Yes. Yes.
So remember that scene? They go to rob the guy, and the guy's fucking blowing coke and smoking bass. You know the scene? And he ends up shooting the big black bodyguard sitting at the table counting the money. They're getting, like, fake money. They shoot him. They try to rob the guy.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little Chinese guy in the scene lighting off fireworks in the living room. That's what Richie was doing in fucking L.A., walking around in the bathrobe in the hotel with that little guy walking around in his robe.
You're an asshole.
Hysterical.
And that guy
oh,
was
Richie.
Fucking annoying. I don't know why Richie, maybe Richie needs to get laid. I don't know.
Oh, and I God, really don't. Can't. I can't pick on Richie because Richie's always good with me when he sees me.
It's been more than 3 minutes with him.
No, I mean in Chiller Theater and a couple other places. He was always cool.
God, that Chiller show has died a slow, painful death.
Oh yeah, that's done. It won't be back for a while.
It was dying even when I was there.
I know, but when they changed the the actual hotel and the other and to the new venue, it sucked big time.
I wasn't there past the change, and I didn't even renew my table. Crazy.
We took a beating at that show.
Yeah, there was nobody there.
Like, people are all set up in the same exact spots every single time. Same setup, same place, and it's so fucking boring.
And the history, I've done a total of 6 killers. 3 in October, 3 in April. And they always say that October is the better show. I disagree with that completely. I have done very well every April show that I have done. October, I could barely make a nickel.
The last show like I was at, I was hanging out with the Warriors the whole day. I didn't go anywhere else.
You
don't know what the problem is? The problem with all these conventions, whether it's horror, wrestling, or whatever, these guests have all been around. How many times can you meet the same
people?
You know what I mean?
It's all repeat guests. There's nobody brand new to bring around. It's like, now here you guys got 30 or some odd wrestlers that have just been released east because of the pandemic, and you're fighting, and these vendors are fighting to book these guys, but what are you booking them for? There's nothing fucking going on.
Exactly.
I've reached out to a couple of people. Well, but
unless you go to a back of a Burger King, I mean, why not, right?
Well, the back of my pool house is a tent.
These people don't want to commit to anything until everything restrictions start getting lifted. And who knows
if
it's going to be this
year. That's actually smart on their part. They shouldn't be committing to anything because we don't know how long this is going to go.
We may not see another convention until 2021. And I'm not talking about the beginning of 2021. We may not see anything until the fall of 2021.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it's the God's honest truth.
I think it all depends on what happens. Today, Georgia opened up a lot of things. I think they're going to look and see what happens with that.
Well,
Pennsylvania
has told you what's going to happen.
Pennsylvania is reopening things as well starting Monday.
When they open up the beaches in Jacksonville, within 36 hours, there's 300 new cases.
Yep.
So Matt Stryker wrote something on Twitter yesterday saying, you know, I see these videos of nurses and doctors dancing. He's like, if they're so overwhelmed, you know, how do they get time to do this? And he goes, I'm not knocking anybody, but my girl is a nurse. Whoever's making all that noise, please stop, Richie. And nurses are getting
that was me. Actually,
nurses are getting laid off. That they're not as busy as they're claiming it is. I don't know how much truth there is to that. I do know I've heard that the admissions have gone down.
Yeah.
Well, they need a sense of release. I mean, they can't just be like seeing death every 2 seconds and like losing their minds. They have to do something.
No,
yeah.
I hear you. I don't know if it's as bad as people are making it out to be right now. As far as, you know, you can get hit by a car and die, and that's how you die of coronavirus.
But, yes, true. Because everything now, it's like, it kind of gets linked to that. But, you know, like what Bruiser was saying, it's just like, you know, like, fuck, what the hell was I going to say? Nope. Yes. So, it's not as busy as it was because we did do the stay-at-home orders, and it's been over a month that we've been doing it. So, finally, the numbers have slowed down, the admissions, and I think even the death is slowing down. But now when you got all these other places opening up, and they're not doing it in stages the way they should have. If they think that their area is ready, they should have done it in stages. Like, not just open up the whole fucking state.
Nobody's opened up the whole state yet, not even Georgia. Georgia was like hair salons, gyms. I don't know about movie theaters, but not concerts and stuff like that.
But hair salons, gyms, okay, barbershops, but that's across the whole state.
Well, Cuomo said here that what you call it, the hair salons and barbers was going to be the last thing to open up here.
Yeah,
he's
because
a fucking asshole.
Listen, he's a hell of a lot better than de Blasio. God, watching, listen to Bellotti. Scotty Priest is better than
Bellotti. Scotty Priest.
I've never seen more of a moron in New York City ever. Dinkins was bad, but this dude is terrible.
He has to be the worst mayor of all time.
I don't know how he got reelected.
Cuomo, at least I say, whether you like him or not, at least he does have some sort of direction.
Yeah, listen, doing a bad job. He's definitely doing a better job than de Blasio. But, you know, how much longer are you going to keep the fucking state closed?
How can you even ask that? This is the state that was hit the hardest. You can't open it back up.
Yeah, but they're still lying about numbers.
Bro.
There's nurses that have been in these rooms like, this guy didn't die of this. And it says on the truck, coronavirus. Like, don't ask no questions.
So you think they should open up New York?
I think they have to. You can't keep things...
You have to keep things that way, because if not, it's going to spread. The numbers have slowed down because we were at home.
The survival rate for healthy people is close to 100%. If you're sick or old, then you stay in. Let everybody else go out.
Here's the biggest problem, and the biggest problem is this. When you have – the weather is only going to get nicer. What are you going to do? You can't force people to stay home. They're going to go out and do whatever the hell they want, whether there are restrictions or not.
They're doing it now.
Yeah.
Instead of people going to work today, or in general, go to work, they're hanging out at the park or walking on the Brooklyn Bridge or walking, you know, whatever. Central Park, Dumbo, Brooklyn, wherever. I don't know any other areas off the top of my head. Maybe off the Belt Parkway to the Verrazano.
People might go out for a walk. They're not, like, hanging out.
But still, it doesn't matter. They're still out.
Yeah, but if they are feet apart, like, I'm not saying, like, I just don't think, especially New York City, is anywhere near going to open back up anytime soon. Maybe towards the summer months, but I think people are also confused as to what an opening back up is going to mean. It's not going to be like just back to normal. Not going to be like
it won't be. It's never going to be the same. It's not going to be the same for the next couple of years.
The only places I could tell you about is where I have friends working, and they tell me about these trucks pulling in, and I'm just like, wow.
Talking about what? Say that again, Bruce?
They talk about the trucks pulling in and loading up and leaving.
Trucks for what?
For their bodies.
Yeah, it's happening, but people die. People are always dying, right? But now they're saying everybody's dying from the virus, where they might not be dying from the virus. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I get what you're saying.
The people becoming more and more, they're losing their minds sitting in the house. You know what I mean? And
they are
the
losing
people
their
minds,
but
are getting unemployment.
Everybody's
going to
go outside and die. That's what's going to happen.
But they're not dying. People recovering. Not everybody's dead.
Yeah,
they're dying.
You don't even know if you can catch it again yet. Like, the thing to me is that they're trying to react too quick, where this is still too new and we're still learning about it. We're making moves like we already figured it out and we know what's going on. No, we don't. We're still learning about it. So
this whole
I get
thing
people...
will be over for when they find a vaccine. That's when this whole thing will be set and done. And they were estimating that for another 12 to 18 months.
So let's say they don't find a vaccine. There's plenty of viruses they still haven't come up with vaccines for.
Right.
I don't think they came up one for the 12.
I agree.
Huh?
There's no vaccine for the swine flu, right?
No. There's a bunch of shit that they can't create a vaccine for. They've tried. What if this is one of those things that they just can't come up with a vaccine or a cure? Then what?
The thing, they did that antibody test where they said that a quarter of New York had it at one point, this coronavirus, because the antibodies are in their blood.
A quarter of who was tested, not a quarter of New York.
Fine, a quarter of who was tested. That's still a lot of people.
It is.
That's 3 million people, they said.
I'm pretty sure this was already rolling around way before anybody really, really knew.
I believe that, too. Yeah, I definitely believe that. Well, I've heard that from a few people, that they felt really sick for a day or two. Maybe not the full 2 weeks, but a guy I work with, he was sick. He said he had the symptoms for 3 days. He quarantined for 10, but he's only sick for 3. Then another guy who works in the same shop as us was sick almost for 2 weeks.
I had two friends. One had it really, really bad. Well, both had it bad, but one recovered a little bit quicker, and the other one was down for a while.
And the guy that was sick for 10 days tested positive?
They both did.
Hmm.
And they were with me right before they went out, both of them. So it's like, did it just not affect me? Did I get it? You know what I mean? I don't know. I could, but they are doing that antibody test on my job. I will take it just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But they need everybody.
Well, maybe you just really are practicing sanitary and you just didn't catch it.
What happened?
They said before this whole thing really blew up, I was sick 3 times in the span of 5 weeks. So who knows?
That's because you were having that threesome with that little kid and Bill Paley.
Oh,
man.
This fucking idiot.
The only thing I get to do is walk in the woods. Nobody's around.
That's good, though. See, but that's what I mean. There's nothing wrong with doing that.
He's driving around on fucking Hollywood Boulevard blasting that Tupac song, California Love. Okay. You remind me of the guy from that video, Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh, I can see it. I can see it, Rich. I can see it.
Ah, whatever.
Were you throwing up the W's or what?
Oh, God, no.
Well, all right, listen, guys. I'm gonna end this show because I'm exhausted.
Right. Yeah, me too. I gotta finish up a couple of things and then I'm going to bed.
You're about to shoot
guys,
your load
thank you very
off.
Much for joining us tonight. We'll be back next week, but I'm a little bit more livelier. Good night.
Bye.
Plane through a hurricane.